Yeah, that's right. And you know, similar to Leicester, keep winning 1-0. It's not a bad trait to have. We'd love to have been more on Saturday, and it should have been really when you look at the chances we had. But you know, if you can't score again, you make sure you keep them out the other end.
And as a manager, you live and die sometimes by your decisions, and you must be so pleased to make the two substitutions to make such an impact straight away.
Yeah, well, Stephen is looking better all the time. He's had a funny season, really, when you backtrack over it. But you know, you can only look forward with him, and every week in training, he's getting stronger, and you know, he's very confident at the moment, and that's good. And Hans as well, you know, he's found himself out of the team, but you know, he's got the bit between his teeth in training, and you know, that's good. But obviously, with Stephen to get 5 goals coming off the bench, is fantastic for us and for him.
Is it almost making it difficult for you to put him in the starting lineup in the sense that it, because of the impact they are having from the bench?
Not really. I think that's a bit unfair to say that about Stephen, because you know, he played early in the season. Mm. Rochdale away, it was one of our best away performances, and Doncaster, we followed up with a win at Doncaster. So, you know, just to put him in a category that he's just a sub is a bit unfair to him. But it's just good to have that threat coming off the bench, whether it's him and Hansen or it's Clark and Proctor coming off the bench or Wes Thomas in terms of the strike force.
Yeah, and to have that option to change both strikers, you've done it in the last 3 games, I think, now, to midway through the second half. You mentioned it on Saturday. It has the impact on the opposition centre-halves as well, doesn't it?
Yeah, well, the Crewe game, it was pre-planned. We were going to do it anyway, even though Proctor had scored. Because of the game coming the thick and fast, we told the lads that's what we're going to do. Saturday, we just got to the stage in the game where I just felt we needed a lift physically. And you know, those two are very physical players, Hansen and Davis, and they did the trick.
Rory McArdle, back to full fitness after his shoulder.
Yeah, played in the reserves Tuesday. Pleased with that. It was a good game. 2-0 down. Came back 2-2. Should have won it. But Rory got better as the game went on. Pleased for him. He needed that game himself, really, confidence-wise, with his shoulder. And I dislocated my shoulder myself many years ago. And, you know, it is that contact which happens without you thinking about it, you need, and falling over when you're not prepared for it. You can replicate that in the gym and with a physio, but it just needs to be those natural responses. And like, so I'm sure he'll tell you himself, but he got better as the game went on.
And what a decision you might have to make this weekend, and because Nathan Clark's up for the Player of the Month award, and Reece Burke being superb in his absence.
Yeah, very pleased with both of those two. Sorry. Very pleased with both those two. Nathan's in a good run of form, and I was really pleased with Reece at the weekend against two, you know, difficult strikers to handle. I thought he played very well. So yeah, you know, it's a tough call, very tough call, because like I said last week, Rory's been the player who's been key for us over the years.
Can I just ask you about the players who are not involved in the squad, because you've got such a big squad now. The players not even been on the bench, how have they been?
Yeah, they've been fine. I mean, all I can do is explain decisions to each and each player as I make them. And that's it, you know. They're all tight calls, as I think the supporters realise. You know, Marshy's found himself out the 18. You know, Ando didn't make the 18. Neither did Wes. Wes scored in the reserves, and so did Marshy actually on Tuesday. So that was good. So yeah, just got to explain the decisions, and that's all I can do.
And good to have a full week's preparation again ahead of another game.
Yeah, you know, if you look, you know, Josh Cullen, for instance, hadn't trained over the last 2 weeks. At all, so he needed to get some training in. It was good to get Evo back with us training. And Tony and Reedy, the four midfield players I mentioned after the game, obviously Reedy missed the whole week with his chest infection, but he's looked better this week, so I'm pleased with that. And Tony, with his problem he's had with his toe, which he's kept playing on, we've given him a couple of days away from the building and told him to stay at home. And today he looked refreshed for that, so that was good news.
Yeah, so everyone... fit and available.
At the moment, everybody's available, so yeah, that's good.
And you must be pleased as well, since we lost to Colchester, 4 home wins in a row. We haven't had 5 since the 98-99 season. Getting that consistency at home has been key.
Yeah, you know, you look back and, you know, the games, you know, we haven't played as well recently. Obviously, Colchester is well documented. Rochdale, I felt we were second best in areas of the pitch, but still got the draw. But all the other games, you know, we've deserved the victories, and we've played in the right way, and gone right to the wire a lot of those games. But great commitment, great intensity, both on the pitch and in the stands. And that's what it's all about at Valley Parade. It's about creating that atmosphere and making it difficult for the opposition to start with this weekend with Swindon.
Yeah, and quite handy that Swindon had a game at Oldham on Tuesday. I take it you went to see
them. Yeah, went up to that. Played well for long periods. You know what Swindon are all about. The three at the back, they're going to roll the ball out the back, but not quite as much as they've done in the past after the two defeats to Wigan, 4-1 and the 6-0 at Scunthorpe. They've kind of readjusted the game slightly. Team which got the playoff final last year, good side, need respecting. We know what we're going to do against them, but we've got to do it well. And you know, of course, them having a game Tuesday, you know, by 5 o'clock on Saturday, that's got to be evident that we're fresher than they are. And but the only way that'll happen is if we really are ready to go full out.
How are you looking at the player picture? Cemented the place last week. Are you still looking up as well, though, mathematically? Burton still catchable?
I mean, you say we cemented the place last week. I mean, obviously, Barnsley didn't play, yeah. So it helped psychologically for us to get that gap. But, you know, we've got to keep one eye over our shoulder at the other teams around us. I keep saying that, but I mean it. And the set above us, a lot of teams play each other coming up, but we've just got to keep concentrating ourselves.
OK, thanks.
You say you've got to keep concentrating on yourselves, but it is a case now, if Bradford keep winning, that it's going to be a playoff place.
Well, it's in our hands, so, yeah, basically, yeah. If we can keep winning games of football, then we've got a great chance. And now there's good determination in and around the building, the training ground building, to achieve that. We know what it takes, we know what we need to do, and we've got to maintain that hunger in every game. And if you look at, you know, games and across the country, when you look at one team not quite up for a game, that can be enough to get beat. And we've got to make sure that every game we're really up for it. And same with the crowd, you know, it's so important. The intensity levels, if you look at that Burton game going back a few weeks ago, you know, the amount of managers who were at that game and people who watched on DVD said, "Cool, what a game, what a start you made, and how quick you were to the ball all over the pitch." And that's what we've got to be at the weekend.
And everybody talks about the tension at either end of the table at this time of the season. How do you manage that as a manager amongst the players?
Yeah, no, we're pretty cool about it at the moment. You know, you look at, there have been some quotes from the Leicester players this week. They're saying that this time last year they're in the relegation battle. When you're at the top, the pressure's a good one. It's an enjoyable one. And you know, I turn my mind back personally to 4 years ago being in the bottom of Division 2, and the pressure that season was immense. And you know, this is enjoyable, and we've got to embrace every single day we come to training.